This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Sawmill Road is a small neighborhood on the north end of Cortez Island, near the Whaletown Ferry Terminal. The road ends with a cul-de-sac, and up until a couple months ago, a modest footpath led down to the beach from the road. In July of this year, large machinery destroyed the pathway and created a newly laid crush private road in its place. The road has a chain across, accompanied with signs that say, "Private Property" and "Beware of Dog." Several neighbors have posted articles on CortezIsland.com about the situation. Their complaints were confirmed by the bylaw officer, John Galacio, for the Strathcona Regional District, SRD. Galacio noted that there was a disturbance at 11:30 p.m. one night in July at the property in question. That has caused 6 to 8 complaints per day. Galacio explained that on Cortez Island, there are no bylaws for noise or construction hours. He also noted that, despite the large number of complaints that the SRD office had received, there are no powers of enforcement. I corresponded with John Neal, planner of the SRD, via email. Neal was not available for an interview, but he shared a survey of the property in question. He also clarified the map that can be viewed on the SRD website of the neighborhood. The public online map appears to show road allowance for Sawmill Road extending far past the road itself and reaching towards the beach. Neal confirmed, Sawmill Road extends as a right-of-way beyond the cul-de-sac, but does not quite reach the foreshore, as there is approximately 3.5 meters of private land in between. I closely examined the SRD maps available online of the entire island. There are 29 roads on Cortez that meet the natural coastline in over 30 areas of the roads. In Whaletown, only one of these access points is an official park, Whales Rest Park, at the BC Ferry Terminal. Squirrel Cove has one official park, Nat Park. Manson's Landing, the southern town of Cortez, is laden with public beach access, including 7 parks. Neal explains how beach access could be established on Sawmill Road and other similar areas on Cortez. He wrote in the email, "Public beach access was not a consideration when this parcel was created in 1914. The only way beach access could be restored over private property would be to enter into an easement or right-of-way agreement with the willing consent of the current property owner. I requested an interview with the owner of the private property. They declined to comment. Mercedes Grant is a local neighbor, and when CKTZ inquired with her about what would be an ideal path forward for the neighborhood, she responded.
If we were to go to a public consultation process at the point that we're at now, I think the most realistic option would be to create a public easement that would allow the public to continue accessing that shoreline in a way that would be safe, that would be free from constant surveillance, from threats of getting attacked by dogs or the like, which has happened continually since over the last like month and a half. That feels like the most realistic outcome at this point in time. If you want to talk about what I would like to actually see happen, I would like to see the whole thing really stop. And for, I would also like the truth about what they're doing to come out, for them to actually consult with the community and say, this is exactly what we're doing. It feels unfair and disrespectful to not even tell us straight up what's happening there. The missing piece is the amount of disruption that we've had in our neighborhood over the last, 4 years? Every summer, because like they chill out in the wintertime and then in the summer they come and do a ton of labor and a ton of work. And it's like constant trucks and huge machines going from 8 in the morning until sometimes 11 at night. And that's constant. And they also bought the gravel pit, so now they're calling gravel and it's just like endless. They've definitely pushed the boundaries of what you're allowed to do around noise and development. It would be nice to go back to feeling safe and comfortable and quiet on this street like we had it before.
British Columbians' right to public space is not an isolated issue on Cortez. the University of Victoria Environmental Law Center, and the Recreation Council of BC recently released a guide called Wild Places and Green Spaces. The collaboration intends to help people in the province understand their legal rights to public space and prove it. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.